Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Internal Family Systems Therapy for Shame and Guilt by Martha Sweezy is a clinical psychotherapy book that applies the internal family systems model to two of the most stubborn forms of emotional suffering, shame and guilt. Written for therapists and advanced trainees, it explains how these experiences can be understood as burdens carried by distinct inner parts, rather than as fixed traits of the whole person. The book frames shame as an identity-level wound that often takes root in early relationships and can become entangled with trauma, while guilt is treated with more nuance, including its potentially adaptive, reparative function. Sweezy emphasizes practical, moment-to-moment clinical decision-making and offers an organized treatment approach grounded in core IFS principles such as unblending, witnessing, and unburdening. Across the text, clinical illustrations and structured teaching tools such as exercises and guidance for common obstacles support clinicians in helping clients relate differently to harsh inner voices and vulnerable inner experience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, shame and guilt as distinct burdens in an IFS system. A central contribution of the book is its careful differentiation of shame and guilt and the clinical implications of treating them as different kinds of burdens in an IFS frame. Intense emotions and self-evaluations are often carried by parts that developed for understandable reasons, usually in response to early relational stress or trauma. Sweezy presents shame as an identity-based injury that can make a person feel fundamentally unworthy, contaminated, or defective. This makes shame uniquely sticky in therapy because it can easily recruit protectors that avoid exposure or that attack the self in an attempt to control risk. Guilt, by contrast, is explored as more complex. It can be adaptive when it supports repair and responsibility, and maladaptive when it is excessive, misplaced, or fused with survival strategies from childhood. The practical payoff of this distinction is that therapists are guided to tailor their interventions. Work with shame often focuses on helping clients separate from global self-condemnation and contact the vulnerable part holding the wound. Work with guilt often requires clarifying whether responsibility is accurate and proportionate, and whether a part is carrying blame to preserve attachment or safety. Secondly, psychic multiplicity and the shame cycle. The book builds on the IFS premise that the psyche contains multiple centers of motivation, or parts, that communicate through thoughts, sensations, and emotions. Within that framework, Sweezy describes how shame can become cyclical. A vulnerable part holds a wound, while protective parts attempt to prevent the wound from being activated, sometimes by withdrawing, appeasing, perfectionism, or inner criticism. These strategies can reduce exposure in the short term, but also reinforce the belief that the person is unacceptable, keeping the system organized around shame. This is clinically important because the shame cycle often appears in sessions as collapse, defensiveness, dissociation, intellectualization, or harsh self-talk, and it can be misread as resistance or lack of insight. An IFS-informed approach instead treats these reactions as protective intelligence. The therapist is encouraged to track how the client blends with different parts and to help the client relate to these parts from self-energy, including curiosity and compassion. By understanding the cycle as an interaction among parts rather than a character flaw, therapy can become less adversarial and more collaborative. The cycle model also helps clinicians anticipate when exposure, confrontation, or premature meaning making might intensify shame instead of resolving it. Thirdly, at treatment structure setting the stage and unblending, Sweezy offers a treatment roadmap that emphasizes preparation and pacing, especially because shame and guilt can quickly trigger protector backlash or shutdown. Early work involves setting the stage for IFS therapy, including helping clients recognize parts, building enough safety to approach painful inner material, and establishing an orientation that reduces fear of what might be found inside. A major early technical goal is unblending, the process of helping the client separate from a part so the client can observe it rather than be overwhelmed by it. In shame and guilt work, unblending can be particularly challenging because inner critics and avoidant protectors may argue that self-scrutiny is dangerous or that vulnerability is unacceptable. The book highlights common obstacles to unblending and encourages therapists to engage protectors respectfully, seeking permission and understanding their positive intent. This stance keeps the therapeutic relationship aligned with the IFS principle that every part has a protective function, even when its methods are costly. Clinically, the emphasis on unblending supports more stable access to self-qualities, such as calm, clarity, and compassion, which are essential for later phases of witnessing and unburdening. Fourthly, witnessing and unburdening shame-based and guilt-based trauma patterns. A later phase of the framework centers on helping clients witness the history and meaning carried by burden parts and then unburden the shame or guilt they hold. In IFS, witnessing involves allowing the part to share its story and emotions in a way that is contained and supported by self-presence. For shame and guilt, this often includes experiences where a child internalized condemnation, responsibility, or a sense of being bad as a way to make sense of painful relationships or maintain connection. Sweezy links these burdens to trauma-related dynamics, including patterns in which shame or guilt becomes part of the bond with caregivers or significant others. This framing helps clinicians avoid a simplistic focus on insight, and instead guide a process where protective parts trust the self enough to allow contact with exiles, the vulnerable parts that carry the deepest pain. Unburdening in IFS involves releasing extreme beliefs and emotions that no longer fit the client's current life, followed by bringing in qualities the part needs. The book underscores careful pacing and ongoing attention to protectors, so that unburdening does not become forced catharsis, but rather a respectful internal reorganization that supports lasting change. Lastly, clinical decision-making and avoiding common pitfalls. Because shame and guilt can rapidly shift the internal system, the book stresses clinical judgment, knowing when to slow down, when to focus on relationship with protectors, and when to proceed toward vulnerable material. Sweezy provides practical guidance aimed at common pitfalls that therapists encounter in this territory. One risk is treating shame like a belief to dispute rather than a burden held by a part, which can intensify inner polarization and increase self-attack. Another is moving too quickly into exposure or emotional processing without adequate unblending, leaving the client flooded and reinforcing the idea that vulnerability is unsafe. A further pitfall is failing to differentiate adaptive guilt from maladaptive guilt, which can result in either dismissing appropriate responsibility or validating excessive self-blame. The IFS approach described in the book emphasizes collaboration with parts and a steady return to self-led curiosity. The inclusion of structured teaching tools, such as exercises and clinician-oriented guidance, supports therapists in navigating moments when sessions become stuck, when protectors dominate, or when the therapeutic alliance is strained by shame. Overall, the book positions pitfalls not as errors to fear, but as predictable system responses that can be worked with compassionately. In conclusion, this book is best suited to psychotherapists, counselors, and advanced students who want a clear, practice-oriented guide to addressing shame and guilt using internal family systems therapy. Clinicians working with trauma survivors, complex trauma presentations, or chronically self-critical clients may find its symptom domain focus especially useful, because it offers a way to organize treatment around how shame and guilt function internally rather than around a diagnostic label. The main practical benefits are a more precise map for identifying which parts are carrying shame or guilt, how protectors maintain the shame cycle, and how to pace the work so clients can unblend and access self-energy before approaching painful material. Readers can also gain a more nuanced understanding of guilt, now including how to distinguish responsibility that supports repair from guilt that is disproportionate or attachment-driven. What helps the book stand out in the IFS literature is its concentrated attention to shame and guilt as clinical problems in their own right, paired with concrete, therapist-facing guidance and detailed clinical illustration. Compared with broader IFS introductions, it is positioned as a specialized manual-like resource that supports real session choices while maintaining the Mava Core compassionate stance toward all parts. If you would like to support Martha Sweezy, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.